Blog Talk Radio.
Numo Flex.
Take no more.
First Fan Radio is
exclusive.
Let's get it.
Yo, what up, baby?
I ain't taking no more. Everybody wanna see me down on the floor. But my eyes straight looking at the front door. Cause this is my life. I ain't taking no more. Everybody wanna see me down on the floor. But my eyes straight looking at the front door. Cause this is my life. I ain't taking no more.
Hold up, Mo.
Hold up,
I don't think they heard you, my nigga. Let's give them the verse. Hey, Mo, why you hit him like that?
First Fan Radio,
man. Y'all know how we do, man. We got a couple special guests for y'all tonight. You know what I mean? Y'all never know what we about to do until we do it. You know what I mean? But, without further ado, man, I want to welcome to the show tonight, man. We got Joe Young. And for y'all that don't know Joe Young, man, I'm going to let him introduce himself to y'all in a minute. We got a special treat, brand new single, you know, he brought with him today. Joe, what up, homie?
What up, man? It's Joe Young from Germany. You know what I mean? Europe, repping Europe. We got the new record, Shine Bright, featuring Rick Ross, on the airwaves right now.
No doubt, no doubt, man. You know what I mean? Now, he's calling live from Germany, man. Like, how's that been for you out there right now, man?
I mean, Germany treat me good. I mean, you know, I can't complain. People show me a lot of love. So it is what it is. That's my home base. That's my hometown. That's where I'm from.
No,
so they always treat me good. You know what I mean?
Now, you know something, man? If you got, like, a bit of a New York accent, man. Like, people ever tell you that?
Oh, yeah. People been telling me that. Been telling me that. But that's because I got fam out in New York. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So I go back and forth a lot. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Now, when you in New York, what part of New York you rapping?
I'm rapping Harlem. I'm rapping all over New York, but mostly Spanish Harlem. You know what I mean? Shout out to Spanish Harlem. That's how we doing it.
You already, man. Now how did you and Rick Ross hook up for this single right here, man? This joint right here.
I was in Brooklyn with one of my niggas, actually with my brother, you know what I mean? And we heard a lot of Rick Ross out in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? And my little brother was like, "Yo, you need to do a song with Rick Ross," you know what I mean? So I was like, "All right, you're probably right." So I reached out to one of my mans out in Miami. His name is James, and he reached out to Gita K, the vice president of Maybach Music. Shout out to Gita K. And we got the politics straight, and he made it happen. You know what I mean? It's like that. It happened like that.
That's what it is, man. Hey, that's that grind, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like, is it any other stations out here in the United States that's spinning the record right now besides us?
We got J1s. He's starting to shout out to J1. Shout out to We the Best. Shout out to DJ Khaled. They're about to start spinning the record on several radio stations. I'm gonna get like the list next week of radio stations that are gonna spin it. But yeah, actually one of the first ones to spin it though, so it's, you know, whatever you need, I got you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, we definitely appreciate it over here, man. Now, it's also you know what I mean, we wanted to know what label you was with.
Right now I'm just we got a few offers on the table, but right now I'm working with Specialist CNT. I'm working with Muscle Management, which is Gia K's management company. And I'm working with Cool Management too. That's my management company based out in Europe and based out in the States. So yeah, it's looking good, man. We got a few offers on the table, so I think they want to pick up the single kind of fresh, because we getting ready to shoot a video for it too. So you know, if you got a check, holler.
No doubt, you know what I mean? Now, shout out Prince Kennedy too, man. I meant to say that earlier.
Yeah, shout out to my man Prince Kennedy all day, man. He been grinding, getting it in.
Yes, sir. He always on the grind, you know what I mean? I respect that, brother. Other thing, man, it sound like, now, is it a possibility that you might be signing with Maybach Music?
I don't know, man. I don't want to, you know, speculate too much, you know what I mean? It would be beautiful, but right now, it's nothing really concrete, you know what I mean? But
I mean, the affiliation seemed like kind of like, you know, like real, like, look like it. Yeah, like everything intact, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I mean, everything is cool. You know, GK, you know, handling my management in the States, whatnot, in collaboration with Cool Management. But right now, we, you know, we ain't even talking about no deal right now. I think they just want to see how nigga gonna grind, how we gonna grind, you know. So, and if they like it, they probably most likely gonna get behind it. But I'm not just trying to be, you know, another nigga, another brother signed to a, you know, I just trying to start my own movement. And then, you know, maybe we could collaborate or whatever. You know what I mean? It's all in the future. I don't even know. But right now, I'm just on the ground right now. So I can't even tell.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, is it an album, like, in the works right now, and what could it be?
Oh, yeah. We got the album in the works. it's still in the baby steps, but I got some hot new joints in. I got some more collaborations people wouldn't really expect.
Man, come on, fill us in, man. You got to let us know, like, who on there, man. Come on, man. Give the people what they want.
I mean, I can give you, like, two names. I can give you Gucci Mane and Scarface.
Okay. All right.
Heavy.
That's heavy right there. You know what I mean? And, you know, we got a couple callers calling in, too, man. We're going to jump into a couple callers, man. Shit, since we got the single here, man, you know what I mean? Introduce the joint for everybody, man.
It was your boy, Joe Young, the Great Ape. Right now, you tuned in to First Fam Radio. You about to check out my new single featuring Rick Ross, Shine Bright, the hottest song for the summer. Let's go.
Joe Young, what's up, nigga? What's up, yeah. Yeah.
Club lit Sunday night, yeah, that's prime time. I see you haters watching from the sidelines. Kiss and tell what you, we call them highlights. Rosé going, tell them how we shine bright.
In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. 24 karat Rolex, street merit. I'm in love with money, my women seem perish. Bad bitches all bleeding in a red bottom. Squad of cheerleaders, but you know I red dot them. Pick them out, skip about, just to trick them out. Pop a rubber band, purple rain, principals. Beverly Hills, chill at 70 mil. I love a Becky, but damn, check out Ebony Hill. I'm in the M6 with a slim chick. I'm a big boy talking big business. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics.
Mozzie converted coupes, then right, we shine bright. Miami skyline, boy, we love the limelight. Bad bitch with me, I bet I f*** them all. She see the bright light shining, she love that Audemars. From Brazil, counting to half a mil. BBS don't send them shit be real. Choppers in the ride, so don't play with me. Catch a homicide and head right back to Germany. Louis loafers, I stay clean. S65, that's my new Mercedes. Dope boy dreams, ballin' like the 80s. Sticking to the motto, nigga, fuck you, pay me.
In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. Big business.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah, we back, man. You know what I mean? That was Joe Young, man. Rick Ross, man. Shine Bright.
Yeah.
I like that joint right there, man. Now, yeah, you got Gucci. Now, like, you got that record, like, ready to go right now? Or, you know what I mean? Like, give us some info on that.
No, I just got that record. I got that record in like 3 days ago. Actually, one of my men from Texas, he made that happen. We've been working on that record for the last 2-3 months. Shout out to my nigga Son. You know, he got a song with Slim Thug coming out round and round. They just did the video, so you know, we doing big things. But yeah, the Gucci gonna be on the album most definitely. The Scarface gonna be on the album too. So
yeah. What's the name of the mixtape? You got a mixtape out right now? Like, you know, let everybody know where they can get it from.
Oh, I'm not really too heavy on the mixtapes, but I got a mixtape out right now. It's called Year of the Eight, hosted by Duke the God. You can grab that on the internet anywhere you want to grab it at, you know what I mean? Right now we're just focusing on working the single. But we got a mixtape. We're working on a mixtape with a big DJ right now that's going to be out in like a month.
Oh, all right. You got to make sure we keep that on our radar right now, too, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple callers, man, real quick, man. I'm going to take a couple callers, man. Probably want to holler at you, you know what I mean? Holler at me.
No doubt.
We got Cypress out of Georgia. Cypress, what up, homie?
What's up, Bam?
What's good?
What's good, homie? I like that track you just played, homeboy. You sound like them hitmakers down at ApexMusicClub.com, dog. What's good?
What's good? Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know what I mean? We just grinding it out right now. Just look out for that record to blow up everywhere this summer. You know what I mean? That's how we doing that. 211.
Yeah, man. If they want to link up with you, man, just you know what I'm saying? Cypher got all my contact information, and I'd love to get some collaborations with you, man, because if you get the opportunity, get online, go to apexmusicclub.com, and you can get an idea. We're grinding hard like you, my dude, so you can get an idea of what the sound is, you know what I'm saying, what beats is like. You know, Detroit went broke, so we bought the new Motown resides in Georgia. Hip hop didn't die, just moved down south.
No doubt.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna get up with you, you know. We could probably make something happen. I respect everybody on the ground, so you know, we could probably get something popping.
You know, like I say, shit, we on First Family Radio, the hottest show on the fucking internet, man. So shit, you know better place to collaborate than right here.
Yeah, no. We could talk about that most definitely, man. You know, just
you got like an email for everybody out there, Joe.
Yeah, I got joeyoung_beats@gmx.de. Or for all inquiries, go to write my management company, Khaled@coolmanagements.com, or for my stateside management, CarolCityCartelMusic@gmail.com. Just use the CarolCityCartelMusic@gmail.com.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Now, before we, get into anything else, man, I see another call on the line. You know what I mean? I'm going to get to y'all in just a minute, man. Sype, you got any other questions you want to ask him, man, before we, you know, take some other one?
Well, yeah, let me throw one more question. The Carroll City Cartel, that's we've been trying to, like, shoot some tracks over to Ricky Ross and, you know what I'm saying, the whole Triple C, man. Like, what's goody on getting some beats to the boss?
You just got to hit up the website. You just got to hit up the email, and they really listen to beats, so just hit up the email and put inquiry like Rick Ross beat submission for Rick Ross. So you can send him some beats, but I made a mistake. It's Carroll City Cartel Records, not music. CarrollCityCartelRecords@gmail.com, not music. CarrollCityCartelRecords@gmail.com. Just send them beats through, so you know.
So it is an affiliate. So you are signed to him a little bit. You just don't want to give it up.
Nah, I'm not signed to him, man. I mean, G to K, he taking care of my business. And
I'm just messing with you, man. Yeah, I gotta get on my industry shit sometimes.
Yeah,
man.
But you know what? I mean, what's crazy is like two months ago, I did a video with Tony Yayo from G Unit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to Yayo, y'all.
All day. Shout out to my nigga Yayo. Shout out to my nigga Who Kid. They're my niggas, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The video out right now on the on the YouTube, Joe Young featuring Tony Yayo. I'm a rider.
Now, let me ask you something, man. Now, I ain't coming down on the boss of nobody or nothing, but I mean, to do a video with Tony Yayo after Officer Ricky and, you know, all the you know, Curly and all that stuff, man, uh-huh. Like, it ain't no tension to the air or nothing, is it?
Nah, come on, man. For me, it's all about music, man. I ain't with all that beef stuff, you know. Beef is totally out the picture in 2:11.
No doubt.
I mean, beef ain't for music. You know, music is about coming together. Music is about being universal, you know what I mean? So I'm not chosen no sides, you know. I'm
but
just
did
trying
you find,
to make the best
did
positive
find,
music.
Did you find it funny at one point, though, like laughing at the videos they're doing?
No, not really, you know. Like I just said, it's about me. I reached out to Yayo, and he know what I'm doing. So he like, yo, whatever you need, I got you. Whatever you need in New York, I got you.
All right, now, you know, I'm, you know, it's just the question, man. People be wanting to know these things, you know, like.
Oh,
you know,
all day.
Yeah, man,
all
but,
day, man.
Yeah, we got a couple callers on the line, man. We're going to jump y'all in a minute, man. What you got coming up so far, like, as far as, like, tours and shows, like, where people catch you at live?
Gita, Muscle Management, they setting up a few showcases. I'm at the music convention, at the mix convention in Miami in August, so you can catch me over there. I'm announcing them next week on my Facebook and on my Twitter, so people can see the dates on there.
Nah, no doubt, man. It's your boy Elwood. Alright, man. Hey, man, Joe Young, let everybody know. Hey, man, this your boy Elwood, man. The whole stopped out for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But I got a couple questions for you, bro. How long you been into this music thing, man?
Been into this music thing, like, seriously, for the last 8 years. You know, I've been grinding for the last eight years, recording tracks, doing what I got to do. So, yeah, for the last 8 years.
That's what's up, man. I mean, for all the little young cats that's coming up out there, man. I mean, give them a couple pointers on what to look out for and how to keep their head high when they're trying to come up in this rap game.
Oh, I just two things, man. Keep God first, stay focused, and you know, the grind. It's a beautiful grind. It's a beautiful struggle. But at the same time, you gotta always take the good with the bad. You know what I mean? You can't expect to, you know, to put out a song and get signed like a week later. It's like a grind right now. You know what I mean? So just stay focused, God first, and the rest will follow. And don't chase the money.
I know, Cap.
Don't chase the money. Let it chase you.
So for all you little knuckleheads out there, man, that's running around talking about rappers.
Yeah. Rap ain't for everybody.
Thank you.
Rap ain't for everybody.
Thank you.
But if you wake up one day, like, and you like, yo, I want to become a rapper, you're not a rapper. You got to be, you know, you got to go through that artist development. That street artist development. You know what I mean? The streets got to feel you. So you just can't wake up and be like, yo, I want to be a rapper. That's a real culture. You know what I mean? You gotta know your history too. So, and you can't be a rapper and you can't be an MC overnight.
No,
that's right. You know, it's hard work.
All right, man. There you go, man. All right then, man. Well, listen, man. We doing it, man. First Fan Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, my man. We in the building, Joe Young, all the way from Germany, man. It's going down. And when we got some more callers on the line, man, you want to take some more callers, man, because me, myself, I'm ready to jump right back into that joint again because I like that joint. That be hard as hell.
I mean, if you want to, if you got a few callers, you know, we can talk to them. But if you want to let the music speak for itself, just jump into the record.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one or two calls and I'm going to hop right back into it.
All right, that's what's up.
Got my dudes on the line, First Fan Radio affiliates, the Gutter Boys. What's good with y'all, man? It's your boy Elwood.
Elwood, what's good, man? What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing. Same old thing, man. You know, holding the show down to Jizzle get back. But more or less, We got my man Joe Young all the way from Germany. You know what I'm saying? We got people.
I can listen to that joint, man. That joint you got with Ross, man. It's official,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thanks, man. I'm
familiar, you know what I mean? Because I'm from Miami, so I'm familiar with the whole Carrot City, you know what I mean?
A couple niggas
down there. Yeah, you know what I mean? A couple niggas on the line that Ross got, Gunplay, you know what I mean? Mac. Just a couple niggas I'm familiar with down there. But that track nice, man, more or less. Keep up the work, big dog. Keep throwing you, man. I'm tuned
down.
I'm
tuned all
night,
man.
All right. You know what I'm saying? And then that shit right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Joe Love getting love from the Gutter Boys, and it's going down like that. Listen,
shout
man,
out to the Gutter Boys.
Know that.
Indeed.
Know that, man. Listen, man, y'all want to hit us up, man, 917-889-8297. It's been a minute since your boy been on the radio, so I'm kind of fresh. But, yo, we got Joe Young in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got the Gutter Boys in the building. Hey, man, listen. Sheesh. It's about to go down, man. Yo, it's First Fan Radio. Well, listen, man. We about to hop right back into this joint. If you didn't hear it, man, I like this joint, me and myself. I'm going to hop right back into it.
Let's go.
Club land Sunday night, yeah, that's prime time. I see you haters watching from the sidelines. Kiss and tell with your, we call them highlights. Rosé going, tell them how we shine bright.
In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. 24 karat Rolex, street merit. I'm in love with money, my women seem perish. Bad bitches all bleeding in a red bottle. Squatted cheerleaders, but you know I red dot them. Pick them out, skip about just to trick them out. Pop a rubber band, purple rain, principals. Beverly Hills, chill at 70 mil. I love a Becky, but damn, check out Ebony Hill. I'm in the M6 with a slim chick. I'm a big boy talking big business. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics.
Mazi converted coupe, then right we shine bright. Miami skyline, boy, we love the limelight. Bad bitches with me, I bet I fuck them all. She see the bright and shining, she love that Audemars. From Brazil, counting to half a meal. BBS don't. Homicide and head right back to Germany. Louis loafers, that stay clean. S55, that's my new Mercedes. Dope boy greens, ballin' like the 80s. Sticking to the motto, nigga, fuck you, pay me.
In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. Big business.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Back, man. It's your boy L. Will, First Fam Radio. Y'all know how it's going down. I'm in the building with my boy Joe Young, all the way from Germany. That was single right there.
Yeah, that's a single. Shine bright
with Ross. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I definitely got
what's
good?
I got a question for my man. You be in the A a lot?
I got a few people in the A, I mess with a few comic dudes. I'll be in Georgia sometimes,
Okay. Well, that's all right. Try to see, you know what I mean? You got anything else coming out with Ross, though?
I'm going to keep that under the wraps, but, you know, just look out for something, you know what I mean?
I'm going to damn sure look for that single y'all got this summer, though, man.
Yeah, video coming soon. We also doing a video for that, so, you know.
All
right. All support is needed.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. Was it hard getting in contact with Ross, though, linking up when we get on that track?
I mean, the first time I reached out, you know, I had to wait, like, for at least 2 weeks because, you know, Ross and them people, Gucci Poochie and Jeter K and them people in charge, they had to make a few phone calls to check up with my credibility, you know what I mean, over here.
Okay.
So, after 2 weeks, we had it done.
Oh, that's what it is. I see you moving pretty fast. Shit, that's
credibility. Credibility was good there, huh?
Yeah, you know. I'm the
money
mayor.
There, everything was straight money there, huh?
Yeah, I'm the mayor, man.
Hey, you say you got something coming out with Gucci too, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, we got that record. I got that record like 2 days ago. So, we cooking that up right now.
Y'all look out for that Joe Young and Gucci, man, and it's going down like that, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some more callers on the line, man. We're going to take some more callers, man.
Yeah.
678-591, First Fan Radio, you on the line with my boy Joe Young live from Germany.
Yeah, man, it's still Cypher, still hanging on, Big Dog, checking out the First Family. D-Block.
I didn't hear you. Hey, Pax, what you say, baby?
I'm just checking out First Family, homie. Just, you know how I do. Hey, Pax, musicclub.com all day long. Got luck. Family.
That, man. Before anybody get it misconstrued and misunderstand, this is not Chill or Cypher Dial. It's your boy, Illwood. I don't know if y'all heard the name before. We've even seen the face before, but this, I'm the other half of the triangle offense, you know what I'm saying? So, I just like to introduce myself. I be on the show all the time. I just really don't say much, you know what I'm saying? But more or less, back to Joe Young in Germany, you know what I'm saying? And we got Apex Music Group in the building with us. Y'all stay in the building with us, too. I'll be listening.
Already, homie. You already know it's First Family all day long before everything.
Know that. It's going now. 201-749. You on the line with Joe Young, Illwood, First Fan Radio. What up? Yeah.
Yo.
You.
Hello.
You. I think Chill just told me this. This is my man Carlos. You.
Hello?
Yo, First Fan Radio, your boy Elwood. What's up? Who that?
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Lowe's, not me.
All right. Okay. Lowe's, we in the building. It's First Fan Radio. It's your boy Elwood. You know what I'm saying? First Fan affiliate. We're in the building with Joe Young all the way from Germany. Got a joint with Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? You two brothers meet.
You already know. What's good?
What's good, man? What's good, man? It's First Fam all day. I'm seeing you on the grind and everything, bro. I like what I see, you know what I mean? I like when I see artists, you know, that really grind, you know, really push themselves to do this. And, you know, you coming all the way from Germany and the way you networking with everybody in the States, that's just what the hell is up, you feel me?
Yeah, thank you, man. You know, that's all the work of God. You know, that ain't even me. That's all a blessing. So, you know, appreciate that.
Well, most definitely. I definitely feel that, man. I know, man, First Fan Radio, I know they be putting people on. Shout out to First Fan, shout out to Prince Kennedy. Yeah. Shout out to everybody out there, man. I know they be putting us on and everything, man. I just needed to call in and, you know, give you that what's up, man, that I respect the grind and everything. You feel me?
Feel you all the way, brother.
Now, hold on, Los, because if I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying, Chill, I don't know if you were supposed to be getting into a little interview with us tonight after we get done with Joe Young.
Most definitely.
Okay. I got some of your music loaded up right here. Already pop off, and we still got Joe Young. So as soon as we get done with Joe Young, we definitely gonna holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Stay on the line with us. I don't know if you ain't hear that single yet, but if you ain't hear it again, I'll play it again and make a nigga mad at me. Like, why you keep playing that shit? Like, niggas ain't gonna do nothing.
That's super love right there.
Feel me? Well, I'm right in front of the chicken store, nigga. I'll play that shit again right now. Say something. Nah. First Fan Radio is going down, man. We got Los Joe Young, you know what I'm saying? Cyphus PA from the Apex Music Group in the building with us, man. This is, man, you know what? You know what, man? This is what I'm going to do right here. Just one more time, man. Hey, Joe Young, this the only joint we got from you, bro?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Ah, man. I like this joint, so all right, man. Well, listen, man, it's First Fan Radio, the rawest, sickest, illest fucking blog talk radio show you probably ever gonna fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And y'all already know what it is. We all over Facebook. We all over YouTube, man. If y'all wanna, you know, if you on the grind like we on the grind, and you want your music to be heard, not just once or twice, you feel me? Hit us up, man. First Fan. WeAreTheIndustry.com, man. We are the industry, man. You know what I'm saying? If you think you're going to give in the industry just that easy, like Joe Young just told you, you got another thing coming, man. So, we're going to hop into this joint again, man. We're going to hop into it one more time. And, I mean, if you feel some type of way that I'm playing it too much, you can hit me up, 917-889-8297. You feel me? And, that's the Airwolf. And that's that. And guess what he's gonna say? Guess what Elwood gonna say when he answers the phone?
Joe Young, what's up, nigga? What's up, yeah.
Club land Sunday night, yeah, that's prime time. Woo. I see you haters watching from the sidelines.
Fire mics. In the middle of the night, we still shine bright. In the middle of the night, we still shine bright. In the middle of the night, we still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up. Fire mics. In the middle of the night, we still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up. Fire mics. 24 karat Rolex, street merit. I'm in love with money, my women seem perish. Bad bitches all bleeding in a red bottom. Party cheerleaders, but you know I red dot them. Pick them out, skip about, just to trick them out. Pop a rubber band, purple rain, principals. Beverly Hills, chill at 70 mil. I love a Becky, but damn, check out Ebony Hill. I'm in the M6 with a slim chick. I'm a big boy talking big business. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mic. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mic.
Mazzy converted coupe, then right, we shine bright. Miami skyline, boy, we love the limelight. Bad bitches with me, I bet I fuck them all. She see the bright light shining, she loved it all tomorrow. From Brazil, counting to half a mil. BBS, don't send them shit be real. Chop us in the ride, so don't play with me. Catch a homicide. nigga, fuck you, pay me.
In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics.
We back, man. Joe, yeah, Bright, hey, yo. That's the joint. Hey, that's it for the summer right there. Shine bright, man.
Yeah, got to be, man.
I ain't really too into jewelry, but shit, that song right there might make a bitch go buy a bracelet or something.
He said, man,
buy a
bracelet.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want no chain. Just get a big-ass bracelet to hang out the ones off. That's what's up, man. Joe Young, man, live all the way from Germany, man. This is what First Fam do, man. You know what I'm saying? We get them all over the world, all over the country, all over the state, all over the town. This is how we do, man. Hey, Joe Young, man, I got a couple more questions for you before, you know. Just let me know if I'm taking up too much of your time.
No, you're good.
All right, but for cats, that's you, because, you know, there's a lot of cats that's coming up that's doing beats. And, you know, don't too many cats that's in the game really want to rap over their beats because they ain't really got a name. Like, how can them type of people get in contact with you because they know you on the same grind they on?
You can hit me up on Twitter, / Gorilla Joe Young. You can hit me up on my Facebook, / Official Joe Young. You can also hit me up on my old school MySpace, / Gorilla Boss with 2 Z's, Joe Young. And for all beats, just send them to Carroll City Cartel Records @gmail.com or send them to Khalid, KHALID, at Cool Management, Cool with a K, Cool Management. .com. That's where you can send it to. So I check out my beats myself. So if I like some, I get with the producer in a minute.
All right. And then you heard it, man. And that's what's up, man. Joe Young in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? More or less, man. Wow. So you spend most of your time in Germany?
Yeah, I travel back and forth. I've been spending a lot of time in Miami lately, but most of the time I'm out here in Germany.
He signed the Maybach, y'all.
Yeah.
I just gotta say that because he's in all the hot
I'm
spots.
I'm just waiting for him
to
say it.
You know,
I ain't gonna
say it right now.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. So,
I'm not signed to Maybach.
You don't even press that no more. But
I'm not signed to Maybach.
Nah. So don't even put that out. Don't nobody run around start, Joe Young signed the motherfucking Maybach. We heard it. Well, First Fam, you ain't hear that from here.
Nah, I'm not signed to Maybach.
You ain't hear that from here, man. And we in the building, man. I just got my other man in the building. Cypher Dower. What's up, big bro? What's going on?
You already know, man. I'm in the building, man. You know what I mean? I'm here now.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that single.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it and shit, and I'm
okay,
even in the night, my sun is shining right, I caught that.
All right, well, Cypher Dower, well, I'm saying if you already know, 2 pieces of the triangle offense in the building. Well, actually, all 3 of us in the building. Triangle offense,
yeah.
About to hold it down. Cypher Dower, you got any questions for Joe Young?
Yeah, I know he in Germany and stuff. So where you pushing your mixtapes from, bro? Like how we can get a hold of your mixtapes or your music?
Oh, it's like on the internet, on all the blog spots, all your favorite blog sites. You know what I mean? Just Joe Young, Year the Ape, hosted by Duke the God. I got Tiger on there. I got Akon on there. I got Wayne on there. I got a few people on there, you know what I mean? So just check that out.
Big business, big business.
Trying to, man.
Yeah, I see.
If Wayne's on there, you know that's big business. You don't want to toot your own horn, y'all. I ain't mad at you, though, player. That's big business. Ross and Wayne, like two of the best in the game right now, as far as, you know, industry and all that goes. So that's big business right there.
Yeah, you know, it's all a blessing, so I'm not even, you know, I'm not even on cloud 7 right now.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cloudy where I'm at, you know.
I'm gonna just go left field on you real quick. Like, because I don't think we can get locked up for this shit. What is the weed like out there? I always wanted to ask somebody from overseas what the weed is like out there. Word up.
I mean, it's you know, if I smoke, I mean, I see people, like, I put you like this, right? I see people in Miami or New York, they smoke like 5 to 10 blunts a day. If you smoke 3 blunts out here, you good.
Wow.
It's that
all day?
Different. Yeah, well, yeah, it's just that different. You know what I mean? We right next to Amsterdam, you know, Gramsterdam.
Yeah.
We right next to Amsterdam, so we got that all day.
You got that potent product right there.
Yeah, sir.
So what is the drink? So what y'all drink out there? So, like, what y'all drink?
We drink beer. We drink Hennessy.
Okay.
We drink vodka.
Mm.
You know, regular stuff.
Oh, okay, so it's really no this. So I'm thinking, I'm looking to hear some old crazy ass shit y'all drink. You feel me? But it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing. It tastes good. It tastes the same all around the world. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
It might be a little stronger over there though. Y'all, our shit
that's
probably like
you feel me?
Like, no, your stuff tastes like water.
Germany where they really make that shit at, you know what I mean? So alcohol volume like 12% over there. One beer have one of us like we're real wavy and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the same like with, you know, the same with the weed, you know what I mean? Like I just said, everything over here it's
straight from the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you, brother.
All right, then there you go, man. I guess that's, you know, Joe Young Bloom, 3 Dutches of that thing, shipping something, going to booth, and this is what you get, man, huh?
Yeah. Now, when I go to the studio, I don't do none of that stuff.
I try to keep that clear head.
Yeah, I have to, man. You know, time is money. I don't want to be messing around in the studio too much. I want to go in, out, you know, bounce.
Yeah.
Right,
I know that's right.
Yeah, there you go, man. What's up, man? What we gonna do, man? We got Joe Young on the line. You know what I'm saying? That's the only joint we got for me. I mean, shit.
Yeah, you gotta send us some more music over here, bro.
No.
Oh, no problem. So you're gonna hear a lot more music. I'm gonna send you a lot more music in the next weeks or days. I'm gonna have some songs with Gunplay, Torch, you know, a few other ones.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you a few of them records.
That's what's up. Big business over here on First Fan Radio. You heard him. Joe Young got the single with Rick Ross. We one of the first people that spun it. Dower, tell him something, man, because I'm ready to smack the shit out of this mic. I don't know what else to say, man. It's big business over here.
Hey, man, people just got to realize and recognize they listening to
First Fan Radio.
That's the only place you're going to hear shit like this, say, you know what I mean? Exclusives and shit. Underground music that, you know what I mean, is getting put out there for the people. You dig?
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Nothing,
motherfucker, man. Listen.
I'm about to try to check his video out and stuff, too. What's the name of your video again? You said you had a video on YouTube, too?
Joe Young featuring Tony Yayo. I'm Rada. Shout out to G on it.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Joe Young.
I checked that out. How you come up with the name Joe Young, bro?
I got the name from Ghostface.
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Oh, you a Ghostface guy, huh?
I started my career with the Woo, man. I got a video on the YouTube right now with Inspector Deck.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
And you know what?
Okay. Oh, so he gave you that name then when you was coming up, huh?
Yeah, you know, I got inspired by him a lot, so, you know, it ended up with me, you know what I mean? So, that's what it is.
I'm glad you said something about the Woo, because me and some cats was just in a truck, man, arguing about, I'm a hip-hop head, I'm a rap head.
What did they argue about, man?
That Ghost, Drake was better than Ghost. And
who said that, man?
I mean, like, Neff, I had a headache, right, trying to scream over the music and these dudes so much. Like, you used to say that.
Can't
you know what I mean?
Ghosts like that, man. You get smacked in the face for that
album. But you know what it is? It's these little, I mean, it's, I don't know. I guess
that's a new generation of lollipop rappers, so they really don't know. You know what I mean?
They don't know.
They really don't know, but you can't even say that. You can't even say that Drake better than Ghost, man. Cause
he
Ghost
ain't even got enough material out.
Nah, he ain't even man.
First of all, dog, like, he has no chance with this man. This is a grown-ass man you rapping against. This is not no kitty guy that jumps around in a club and pour bottles on. This is not the type of guy you want to go into that type of war with, man.
Nah,
I know
Ghost
that.
Is an MC
bro, no,
and
listen,
Drake
music.
Is a rapper, man.
Exactly. Exactly. And this ain't the type of war. Y'all just want to stick to doing syrup and, you know, sniffing. I mean, whatever it is y'all do. And just, you know what I mean? But that was my fault for even arguing with these cats. But
argue with them. They don't even know what they're talking about, man.
And that was crazy because the thing was, we was all right about the same age, and all these cats should know better than that.
Nigga said. They said Drake better than, that's the first time I heard. That's something you're supposed to see on TV somewhere, like somebody outside the box is putting in their own little, you know what I mean?
He ain't even better than you got, and you got is the weakest out the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, you right.
They ain't even with it. Back in the days, you really had to be nice, you know what I mean? Right now, it's about what the females want to listen to.
Yeah.
But
they want to do is drink Moscato. And, you know, I ain't business. And I don't want to rap about Moscato the whole 16. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't be about Moscato.
Shout out to Drake, but he ain't built for Cuban links, man.
Nah, he ain't built for that. He know that. He won't even say that shit out his own mouth.
Now, we ain't going to start nothing. It was me in the conversation, man, and the other couple of other cats was having.
It's nobody dissing the boy, nobody dissing Drake, but you know, everybody gotta really stick to the facts, you know what I mean? Stick to the facts. You know, that Wu-Tang catalog is crazy.
You can get this is what I tell a nigga real quick before we hop back into jail. You get your five best rappers that's rapping right now, and I get five cats from the Woo. And y'all put them on a stage and see who leaves upset.
You only need one. Just put Inspector Deck up there, man, and put your five favorite rappers up there right now. I bet you rap circles around them people.
Yeah, a lot of niggas don't even want to go in the circle with him, though. A lot of motherfuckers, shout outs to the Woo, too. A lot of motherfuckers were scared of the Woo back then, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it is, on the low.
Hey, you know, I came up across an article, right, where Wiz Khalifa had said something about Ghostface, or maybe Ghostface said something about him, but, you know, they asked Wiz Khalifa about it, and, you know, he was basically saying, like, you know, like, copped out.
I mean, what is there for Wiz to say? He's not. Like, I mean, Wiz is not to diss him or whatever, but he's not the greatest rapper out.
Far
he got from. A very, you know, his rhymes are very simple.
Yeah.
So, you know, he got a lot of swag with him.
Does have Amber Rose, though. He does have her.
You're right, but Kanye had her before him, so you know.
Before that, she was a stripper. I think Kanye got the bitch out of a strip club or something.
I don't know.
Come on, are y'all serious?
I had to put that out.
It's a lot of bad brawls in the strip club.
I don't think Khalifa would back down from a ghost face, though.
You said what?
I'm getting out of this conversation.
No, you said what? Did you say now?
This, Joe Young, man, this nigga, I'm gonna sneak him, hold him down. When you get here, you can shoot him.
Can you repeat what you just said?
I said I don't think Khalifa would back down because in the interview, I mean, this was on Vlad.
Back down for what? This dude, Wiz Khalifa, he will not stand 2 minutes with Ghost. And I got a song with Wiz and B-Bricks. Shout out to Wiz and B-Bricks. It's not to diss them dudes, but you got
to. It is what it is.
You got to really analyze the situation, man. You talking about Ghostface Killer. The way Ghost is look at people, it's crazy. This dude will not stand.
I'll put my house on that, man. I wouldn't have said Waka Flocka versus him.
Waka Flocka versus who?
See what I'm saying?
You would say Wiz Khalifa.
I think Wiz is nicer. You know what I mean?
You said Wiz is nicer than. No, you didn't say Wiz is nicer than Ghost, right?
No, Waka. I'm saying he's nice for Waka.
What was you saying about Waka?
No, I was saying that Wiz is nicer than Waka Flocka.
Oh yeah, all day. Waka just a hype. He just a hype rapper, you know. He know how to party with people. To me, he not really a rapper like that. He just an entertainer.
Yeah,
he a Flavor Flav.
He entertain people. He ain't got the big watch around his neck, but he entertain
people. Y'all just ragging on people, man. That's crazy, man.
But back to Ghost, man. Ghost to eat anybody in a match.
I respect Ghost, but if y'all got to say that, I don't think no one's messing with Method, man. Point blank, period.
Out of the Wu?
That was my favorite.
I don't even think so, man.
My favorite is Out the Wolf. My favorite Raekwon. I fucks with Ray hard.
Yeah, I got a song with Ray.
Yeah, I fucks with him hard body, man.
We gotta get that over here because Ray is. I like Ray too, but I always thought Ray and Ghost had the same style. That's just me personally.
They didn't have the same style, but their slang was so brand new that they sounded alike. They talked in a way that a lot of niggas ain't even talk. A lot of niggas listen to Cuban Links. Part one, and still don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Niggas slang was
crazy back then, man, and that all came from, you know, the police always listening and shit, so we had to, you know, step that extra level up on niggas, you know what I mean? Niggas wasn't giving, yo, shout out to the fucking Wu, period, man. Niggas wasn't even giving themselves no aliases back in the day, man. You know what I mean? Bobby Stills. Yeah, come on, man. You feel me? The Wu was that shit, man. Y'all making me feel old now.
I don't have nothing against the Wu, man.
I'm just saying, new
school rappers, like, come on, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a few rappers out there that's trying to get a name, like, you know, like,
ooh,
like,
ooh,
you know, like,
yeah.
I think Ghost was probably mad at him at the time because he wasn't on the remix for Black and Yellow, probably. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I'm just saying because you know what I mean, like that would have been big if Ghost was on the remix, right?
For Black
it would have been
Yellow?
Big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, come on, man. Yo, seriously.
Hey, just the industry, man.
Nah, seriously. Ghost wouldn't even sound right on Black and Yellow because it ain't a classic beat.
He could rhyme about the eagle with all the diamonds in it and shit. You know,
Ghost don't even want to rhyme about no eagles with Wiz Khalifa, man.
he wouldn't, man. I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, the industry, this is what they do, man. But Wiz did come at him, man. It's on Vlad TV if anybody want to check it out. He said some slick shit. And he said he didn't hear it from Ghost himself, but he ain't take his words back. So shout out to Wiz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Wiz, of course. Like, shout out to Wiz, but people need to stop, like, in my opinion, like, Wiz, like, you cannot compare a young dude, like a rookie, to a legend.
Oh, yeah, that's
anybody
will
tell you that.
You can't compare LeBron to Mike, huh?
And for Ghost, for Ghost to get on a remix to Black and Yellow would be a step back for him.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I agree with that.
He's not a young boy. Ghost sold 100. They sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Who got 50 gold, 60 platinum as one group? The Wu is the only group that
got
a solo deal, a successful solo deal. And now they're trying to compare Odd Future to Wu-Tang, man. I could, you know, I don't even know how people are going to do something like that, man. Like,
yeah.
That make me mad.
Yeah. I can dig it, you know what I mean?
That's good, though, right there. That's called building on hip-hop right there, you know what I mean? Because you got a lot of motherfuckers that will say that shit, too.
Let's ask a few people on the line, man. We got Cypress from the Apex Music Club. We got Carlos here, too. I'm gonna start with Carlos and ask him his opinion if y'all was listening in. Carlos, what's your take on this on that topic?
What happened?
I said, what's your take on this topic?
On that topic, man, I'm like with y'all, man. Like, you can't be comparing these new artists to any of these old hip hop fans. It's like trying to compare, like, and this is an over comparison, like trying to compare Kevin Durant to Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? And that's different for Kevin because that man got potential. But, you know, he a young blood. You know, these people just coming out with their little styles or whatever. And most of the thing, here's the difference, bro. Back then, rap wasn't about gimmicks. Nowadays, everything's about a gimmick, man. Like, you know,
it had to be
I mean, it's no diss. It's no diss to the new cats. You know, they're doing their thing, they're getting money, you know. But, you know, when you stay there rapping about the same subject, the same flow, the same content. You know what I mean? It's not going to make you laugh. You're not going to be a legend. You're not going to be, you know what I mean, a Hall of Fame hip-hop dude. But the problem is that's not what some of these cats are looking for. Some of these cats are just looking for, you know, let me make a quick club bang and get some money, and then that's all I care about. They don't really care about music.
Yeah. Well, what's your take on Wiz Khalifa and Ghostface, man? Like, you know, if that turned into a beef. It's on Vlad TV if y'all want to look it up.
Like, for one, which I was talking about, Ghost should not. I'm like, Ghost on Black and Yellow, that don't even sound right. Like, when you think about Ghost, man, when you think about Ghost, and then you think about that little chimey beat, like, nah. You know what I mean? Nah. And Wiz Khalifa don't need to be he don't need to even be talking about Ghost unless he's, like, praising him. You feel me? Like, because Wiz, you know, no diss again. Like I said, he's not the most skilled rapper. He, you know, he can be catchy here and there, which is what sells. You know what I mean? Dude's catchy, but, like, substance-wise and, you know, everything else, it's not all there. So, I don't, you know, when it comes to the whole Ghost and Wiz situation, you know, the way I see it as, man, you got to let the dude be bold. You know, he's young. You know what I mean? You kind of can't blame him on young, too, because he should know better, but that's the only excuse you can get a kid. He's young,
I'm
and he's on a high right now with everything that's going on.
What's
I'm going to throw one word in there, one name in there, all right? Supreme Clientele.
Oh, you talking about that's
Ghost
the album when he
album.
Went at 50.
You remember that song? It's called One.
Yeah, I think so.
Yo, what?
Yeah,
this song
with a question.
They
got
that
song.
This song will crush the whole boy's album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
man,
that.
any Ghost song would crush his whole album,
bro. Hey, bro, Supreme Clientele is like, in hip hop history, like in my era, that's one of the hardest albums ever coming out. You can, like it ain't even, when that album came out, it was only that one and I think Prodigy album out, and them two ruled that whole summer. You know what I mean? It was like them two, and wasn't nobody else knocking nothing else but my Prodigy and Ghostface that whole summer, man.
H-N-I-C.
Oh, yeah.
H-N-I-C.
Genesis.
Shout out to Ghostface. And I ain't got no, you know, I'm just, you know, I saw the video, man, where there's like Wiz Khalifa and Ghostface exchanged words, and I'm like, what? Because he said, Wiz was like, Ghost said something about me on the radio somewhere, and, you know, I overheard it. I just thought that was a slap in the face, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, because they said I'm not lyrical, and, you know, my flow is elementary, but, hey, I'm out here making more I'm selling out more tickets at my concerts than your albums. That was Wiz's response.
I don't know. I mean, that's probably for the moment. Like, that's probably, I can't even knock it. That's probably true for the moment. But Wiz ain't gonna sell 100 million records. The Wu-Tang is an entity. You got hip hop and you got Wu-Tang.
This is true.
A lot of people came up on Wu-Tang, man. So young dudes like they cannot disrespect. They cannot disrespect the people that really popped it off, you know what I mean, for a lot of groups, created a lot of opportunities for a lot of rappers, supporting a lot of families, you know what I mean? It's deeper than Amber Rose.
Yeah, it's a lot deeper than that. Yes, it is. You know what? Let's ask Cypress, man. What's his take on this situation here, the topic over here? Cypress.
What's good, man?
You heard the conversation we had, man. What's your views on it?
All right, you want me to lie or you want me to be 100% where you're
100% correct.
All right. I like a couple of Khalifa song, man, but, you know what I'm saying, he a rookie. Ghostface, the whole Wu's legends. Man, Ghostface will smoke him with his own blunt.
No doubt, man.
You know, it's just like this, you know. Khalifa, you know, he got some good music and everything, man. But I mean, that would be like, you know, saying somebody from my camp trying to go into Pastor Troy way, and dissing. I mean, really, you know, what I'm saying, you can't. That would be like one of my own boys in the Apex Club dissing 50 or, you know, any of the whole Shady G and Happy Mouth people. It's the same thing, you know. You got a deal. You're making good music. If you're selling out shows, you're selling records. You know, saying respect, good. That's what a hustle and a grind does. But you can't go after a legend if you're not a legend, because it's not going to work.
But one thing we all could be sure of, everybody was banging Black and Yellow in they whip, wanting to wear Black and Yellow.
I can't even front. I cannot front. Everybody was going crazy for that record, and it's a catchy record for the moment. It's not a timeless piece of music.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's a catchy, nobody, like, no disrespect, again, I'm not dissing nobody, but nobody will bump that record in 10 years. But I bet you 10 years ago, everybody bought that Wu-Tang Forever and still banging the Brian.
I still bump that Wu-Tang Cash. What was everything around me?
That's 15, 20 years ago. That's 15, 20 years ago. Nobody going to be bumping no ringtone music in 10 years. It's not timeless. Like, all that other stuff, that Soulja Boy stuff, my speakers going hammer and stuff like that, that's nothing people going to bang.
You could start a whole conversation with the whole speakers going hammer. Just that, you could start a conversation, you could get people to call in and be like, look, is Soulja Boy hip-hop? Is Soulja Boy relevant?
Don't get me wrong. So, I mean, I respect Soulja Boy's grind, like, for real. Like, I respect his grind or whatever. And he feeds his family. He do what he got to do to take care of his family. I respect that. That's not a problem. You know what I mean? But my problem is that Soulja Boy is not a rap. He's not an MC, and he's not a rapper. He's an entertainer. And he claims to be a rapper or MC, but which he's not. You know what I mean? So that's my whole take on Soulja Boy. But other than that, man, get your money, sell your CDs, sell your albums. You know what I mean? But, you know, just recognize yourself at the end of the day. Look in the mirror and be like, yo, I'm not a rapper. I'm not an MC. I'm an entertainer.
Oh, yeah, I can dig that. Well, Waka Flocka doing a damn good job at entertaining motherfuckers, man. I'll tell you that.
Hell yeah. Waka Flocka.
I can't even front. I'm banging. Yeah. I was banging Waka Flocka earlier today playing basketball.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think Waka Flocka ever forget any of his words at a concert, like any of his lyrics?
Them lyrics are so simple. You know what I mean? They are so simple. I cannot see how he gonna forget his lyrics.
Hey,
I don't know.
The day I see that, I'm gonna have that everywhere.
I don't think so. This dude just talk. I mean, he don't really rap. Like, most of the stuff he say don't even rhyme.
Yeah, you know. I mean, everybody wants a feature with him, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's hot right now. Like, it's about the industry. Like, it's not even about the art no more. Everybody want a feature with Waka because Waka is hot right now. Point blank, period. Everybody think if I do a song with Waka, I'm going to get rich overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a song with Ross, and, you know, Ross is lyrical, but Ross is, like, one of the top five rappers, in the relevant right now.
Like, you know what I mean? And now, you know what? Ross doing a damn good job, man. I got to say that, man. You know what I mean? You know what? I'm always surprised, not surprised, I'm always satisfied, like, when I hear a track from Ross. Like, you know what I mean? I can count on it being a banger, you feel me? And I see him.
Oh,
like,
Ross, yeah. Yeah, look at the producers he worked with, man. He worked with The Runners, Justice League. I mean, he always got good production, and, you know, he just know how to deliver good records.
Yeah, he like to rap Isaac Hayes and shit, man. Like, you know,
yeah.
You know, he got the swag down, you know what I mean? Look at my swag. Check out the wheels.
Like, let him move and walk.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, look, you can't front. Like, after you hear Raw shit, he had you saying, look at the rims. Rose.
You really had to look at the rims.
Now I'm just bugging off Ross, man. Like,
what time is it in the States? Right? What time is it where you at right now?
Right now, man, it's 10:00, man. What time is it out there in Germany, man? I know it got to be early in the morning.
It's 4:45. It's 4:45 right now in the morning.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Damn, man, you ain't even had your coffee and eggs or nothing yet.
Nah, I'm going to have that in the next, like, 3-4 hours, man.
All right, man. Well, you know what I mean? We appreciate having you on the show. We want to keep you up, you know what I mean, man? I know you got a big day ahead of you tomorrow, man. But, shit, man, give us a drop, man, you know what I mean? And send us that music, man. You already know how we do it.
Yeah, I mean, Prince Kennedy, he going to have a lot of my music in the next weeks to come, but this is Joe Young. You checking out First Fam Radio. If you ain't checking it out, you need to, you know,
tune in.
Yeah, stay tuned for hot music, hot news, First Fam Radio. Joe Young signing out.
You know that. Yeah, we done died. We woke him up all late and shit, man. You know what I mean? We heard in his voice a little.
Hey, man, that was Joe Young, man. He don't want to say nothing, but, man, he signed the Maybach. Uh-huh. We know. But, you know what I mean? He can't put it out there officially. You know what I mean? But, you know. Yeah. We here. But anyway, man, we got someone who fuck with First Fam Radio a lot, man. We got Cypress on the line, too, man. ApexMusicClub.com.
Yeah.
Go there, check them out, man. You know. But, Los, what's going on with you, man?
What's up, man? What up, y'all?
Hey, you know what? We forgot to take these bitches to Broadway, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Like I'm on Broadway, play hard like I'm in a ball game. Whole money ain't a thing, that's what they all say. So I keep straight like I'm in a hallway. Yeah, I play like I want. Fuck who you is and fuck what you done. This about me and I'ma never.
never get beat. And if you doubt me, you will never tip a seat. Word to Ali, cause you can see it in my eyes. If you dream of beating me, wake up and apologize. Yeah, I'm sure I'll accept. Hating on me is easy, I guess, cause I'm a lyrical individual, painting stunning visuals. And I know my shit like it's a ritual. And I'm willing to do whatever is needed, as long as I know what to see, it's just how I'm feeling, dude. Take a shot to the head, but I ain't rushing. Niggas ain't keeping up erectile dysfunction. And I bank like my name was Tim Duncan. Once we can go off, wouldn't that be something? I'm just being straight up, cause I don't get still. How can all these niggas claim to be so fucking ill? And when I listen to the shit that they so fucking kill, shit be deader than the niggas on my fucking bills. Yeah, cause this what I does, this what I miss, and this what I love. Can't handle how I'm going off. Shit, they hating niggas like a candle, I just blow it off. Don't even gotta show it off. But I promise when I'm at the top, see some in the garage from a whole entourage. Well, who said that they the realest? Can I get a pause? Cause these niggas ain't real, Santa Claus. Yeah, I play like I won. Fuck who you is and fuck what you done. This about me and I'ma never get beat. And if you doubt me, you'll inevitably see. Yeah, said I can't be beat. Can we bring it back though? Come on. Money, money, money's what I get and what I does. If you was getting money, you see how I'm having fun. Come on a Pixar, your boy's saying up. And like I said, I think I'm hot, son. Yeah, I never suffered defeat, so you can stop trying to act, say that for TV. And I'm hungry for the game, so who gon' be me? And who gon' see me? Yeah. And I live like I'm on Broadway. Play hard like I'm in a ball game. Hold money, anything, that's what they all say. So I keep straight like I'm in a hallway. Yeah, I play like I won. Fuck who you is and fuck what you done. It's about me and I'ma never get beat. And if you doubt me, you will never see the seat. I ain't smoke, but I swear a nigga so high. Just the love from everybody that I go by. Cause when I step up in the building looking so fly, hands go up like it's 11:05. Yeah, I don't expect you to get that. And half of what I put out, I don't expect to get back. So you can sit back and want me killing shit. Cause everybody feeling that these niggas lost like Gilligan. Niggas trying to get me, took them down from the top. But even if I wanted to, I couldn't, man, I'm kinda stuck. Like the racing with the stampers used to throw up back in the day. Don't act like you don't know, bruh. On every track, you can expect me to show up and leave that bitch looking 100% toe up. Like I'ma leave you chick. Wonder why she so hush? Always give it a big oh no, Oprah. Yeah, this track is my son. The beat is my bitch and lyrics my cum. This might be my first impression. So I better make sure it's a good one. You can call this the antebellum. With no competition, I've already won. Yeah, niggas been defeated by the kid. I don't care what they say. Even when I lose, I win. Come on. Yeah, I play like I won. Fuck who you is and fuck what you done. This about me and I'ma never get beat. Nope. And if you doubt me, you will inevitably see that I'm a fucking beast. Live like I'm on Broadway. Play hard like I'm in a ball game. Hold money in it, that's what they all say. So I keep straight like I'm in a hallway. Yeah, I play like I won. Fuck who you is and fuck what you done. This about me and I'ma never get beat. And if you doubt me, you will inevitably see.
We back, First Fan Radio, the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. You dig?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man, what, Carlos in the building, you know, that was it's Broadway song right there. You know what I mean? What's good with you, buddy?
Yeah, man, chilling, man. You know, from Florida and everything. Right now I'm in New York, though. Loving all that. See, on Broadway,
what,
you feel me?
What? You had to come back home.
We fired up.
You had to come back home, man. What's going on?
I mean, man, I just came to New York, man. Took a, you know, little vacay, trying to, you know, see little different scenery, you feel me? Maybe get some
came
people
up to get
out here,
city
too.
Girls, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you already know what time it is,
bro. I remember last time you told us your peoples and them from NY and shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you linking up with them, or you just on some solo mission shit right now?
It's a little bit of both, you feel me? Like, I came up here, you know, I visited fans, I chill with some homies and shit, you know what I mean? And I also did a little bit of my own shit, you know, I went around, went all the places, you know what I mean? Like, I even did a little tourist shit too, you know, just because, you know, it's New York, man, you feel me?
It's New York,
like,
yeah.
Hit up a Yankee game, you know what I mean?
Word. That's what it does.
Let everybody know what you from what part of Florida it was again, man. You said it was a small little town.
Avon Park, bro. Avon Park.
He putting them on the map, though. He putting them on the map.
That's what I'm working on, bro. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Word up. So,
Death, man. So
what's new you working on now, bro?
Man, Prince got a whole thing lined up for me, but that man works in mysterious ways, man. I don't even know what he got planned for me, but it's y'all heard it here first, man. Shit about to start popping off big time, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's big movements happening within the month. So Shout out to Prince, that man works, man.
So what all do you do? Do you do like any beats yourself or you know what I mean?
I take what I can get, kind of, you know, if I like it, I do it because, you know, I like different sounds, you know, if you feel me? And I know people like different sounds too. And, you know, if I hear something that kind of, you know, is different and catches my eye, I'm going to be like, you know what, let me see what I can do with this, you know? So I'm not picky when it comes to producers at all because I like seeing what's out there, man, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot, and I say this from experience, there's a lot of ill producers out there who don't even do it full time, you feel me? They just be like, oh, I just made this beat, check it out. And it'd be like the hottest shit I heard. I'm like, what are you doing? Produce. It's crazy.
Hell yeah, I dig that, man. Look, we got to call out a 706 area code. You live on Air First Fan Radio, man.
Whoa, what's down with you, heard me?
What's going on, family?
What's good?
What's happening with y'all, man? It's your boy Space Jam Larry calling in for that Apex Music Club, you heard me?
Oh, that's what it do, Space Jam.
What's good, partner?
What you said,
what's
man?
What's happening with you, big? They call me Space Jam, you heard me?
Space Jam.
Yeah.
Okay. Why they call you that, bro?
Man, because I'm out of space on these niggas, man. They can't see me.
Woo! Okay. So what's good on your side?
Shit, just cooling with the big dogs, you hear me? My brother Cypher told me to call in and holler at y'all.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Cypher's PA. You know what I mean?
Right there.
That's my nigga right there, man.
Yeah, that's good. He good people, you heard me?
You know that. So what you working on now then, brother?
Man, shit, right now, you know, we working on a little compilation album for the team, you heard me? The whole Apex Music Club, K-Track, Million Dollar Kid, 3 Scar G, The Godfather, Miss Britt, Fat Cat. We just trying to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, bro. Well, you the one from out of Texas?
No, I'm the one from out of New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay, yeah, because I know y'all got a lot of them over there at Apex. I think y'all in Detroit and Chicago, the Atlanta, y'all all over the place, man.
Yeah, we out here, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to come together and make good music.
Okay, bro. You got any shout-outs right now you want to finish off with?
Oh, shit, really, I just want to shout out the whole Apex Music Club. They know who they is. You hear me? I want to shout out my bud Cypher. Put me on with y'all. I want to shout out y'all. You hear me? For helping get our music out there. You feel me?
You know that. Cypher, that's your man's right there. He on with you, brother.
What's up,
what
man?
What up, Cypher?
Yeah, man. Hey, we are. Yeah, this Ill Will and Cypher Sour. This is the newest, crunkest, only First Family Radio right here, bro. We be blasting off at apexmusicclub.com.
Yes, sir.
You dig? 9:30 to 11:30, man. Block Talk Radio. Block Talk be talking about, man, that show's so fucking fire, man. We got to keep them on 7 days a damn week.
You know that. 7 days. Motherfuckers can't keep up. That's why we do that. If it was 8 days in a week, we'd be on eight.
Hey, yo.
Can you throw one? Go ahead.
Name is L Wood, not L Will, baby.
Oh, L Wood.
Wood. W O O D.
L Wood. Gotcha.
Yeah, because I think it's somebody else out there named L Will and stuff, too. I don't want to give people misconstrued and fucked up out here.
Yeah, it's all right. We all here, you know. We all here. But,
yeah.
More or less, y'all got any questions for him, Illwood? Or Chill Busy?
What'd you say?
I'm asking it. No, I'm saying if Chill Busy don't got any more questions for y'all, you know.
What you say there, brother?
Do y'all have any questions for anybody or anything?
Yeah, I got a couple questions, man. Most importantly for Los, man, since the last time you've been on the show, bro, what have you been doing since then, bro?
Bruh, since then, I've been just grinding, man. I got a little magazine article coming out soon for Street Fame magazine. I've been in the studio, man. I got songs coming out. Y'all gonna be getting them pretty soon. Yeah, a couple collabos with actually some local artists. You know what I mean? Because I know y'all was telling me about, you know, peeping out the local artists, and I want y'all to see what's out here too. You feel me? And I got a lot of stuff going on, man. It's just like it's just all finna pop up at once.
Okay.
Shout out to Prince Kennedy, man.
Word, yeah, shout out to Prince, man. Okay. He said he'd be working, coming up with some crazy schemes on how he be doing stuff.
He do, man. That man be scheming for real.
Word up. Hey, Chip, why don't you go into another one of Carlos' the songs then? You know what I mean? Let the people hear what we still got before he fishes off something new.
Already, man. We got to go jump right on into that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we playing nothing but the best in underground music, man. So check it out. We're going to ask everybody who that. Low.
Yeah.
All right, here's the last thing.
Yo. I'ma just go in. Yo, check it. Who that? Who that? Don't tell a soul. But I got a clue for you. It ain't J. Cole. Fuck it. I guess I can let you know the name's Los. And I got way more to say, so yo, I'm a problem way beyond the mathematical. Bringing out the sabbatical. Time for all of these rappers who's rapping with copy attitudes. Wondering why people mad at you. Jumping right like a kangaroo. Spitting shit that you never do. Need somebody sitting more than half the truth. Whoever got the choice, nigga, I'm the one to pass it to. Cause I'm focused on the game and bringing that bitch back into real sitters. Speaking on shit that's actually factual. I've had it through. It's like trying to accomplish the impossible. Like it ain't no room for the pertinent, surely knowledgeable. But I'll be the double that you get up in dominoes. That means I'm starting this shit with whoever got me doing that. I'm singing music's in iPod and I'm a MacBook. I guess that means that we both completely compatible. Attitude and magnitude, my shit lyrical habitude. My shit stay high like I'm chilling at zero latitude. Who that? Who that? Man, you know what button good. I'll be spitting on it like I ain't really like what you could. Got you shook, playing space and I'm taking up all the bookings from the sun. Possibly, but maybe that's a good look. Yeah, my flow's nothing short of immaculate. And that bitch is hard like Red Favre is the one who passed it with. Then you can catch on to the movement. I'm on my outfit, shit, you ask for it. Ain't no letting up running with packages. What I do and what can be considered alchemy. Now bow to me as I address all of you from my balcony. And when I rhyme, shit be coming rougher than some calisthy. And it burns slow like Rick Ross's calories. Who that? Ha. Who that? Who that though?
Yeah, we back, man. We got P Sleazy in the motherfucking building. If y'all know who the fuck P Sleazy is,
we're gonna let
him introduce himself to everybody.
What up? This that nigga, the granddad, the uncle, the pop to all this first man shit.
Spitting this shit, man.
Spitting on you. Motherfucking mic. Hey, get at me like that. Just for the hoes.
That nigga stupid, man.
That's Uncle Sleazy. Uncle P Sleazy.
Infamous. Yeah.
It's going down like that first man radio beat.
Tonight, I'm hollering all hoes on.
Man.
That nigga was off the hook. Shit, man. We back, man. That was
Carlos, man, with Who That, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not Jacob. Nice little joint. I like that. I like that. I like, man. You kind of went. Fuck, I'm going to go in. I like that.
Hey, hey, what? So what ones and twos you and Prince are hitting people with this time around, man?
What was that?
I said, what's the ones and twos you and Prince hitting everybody with?
Well, I mean, the stuff me and Prince working with, man, like him and my manager, Aaron Starr, shout out to him. He's the one who got me as far as I got now. But they working on, man, they working on getting me with Mad Collab is what they working on, actually. So y'all going to be, like I said, y'all going to be seeing some major movements. It's stuff that I don't even know yet. Like, Prince is working behind the scenes right now doing some crazy stuff. Him and my manager is just doing some concoctions, man. And it's about to be some new stuff going on.
I feel it. Y'all loading up the rifle, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Now, is there any labels out there that you looking particularly to sign with? God damn, man.
To sign with? I mean, I'm just kind of, I'm
like
not really looking to sign like anybody. Like, I'm really wanting to sign with, jump on with just yet. You feel me? I'm just trying to make music and get out there. And you know, when labels come. And, you know, we'll see what's good with that. But, like, for real, man, I'm just focused on, like, just being heard and putting my music out. You feel me? I'm taking this, like, a day at a time.
We're going to take a small commercial break real quick, y'all.
First Fam Radio will be broadcasting unsigned recording artists Monday through Friday 9:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. on blogdorkradio.com/firstfamradio.
Now, how are you doing? This is a Females Tights announcement. If you are on your menstruation and you have on period panties, do not come outside with a shirt that shows your behind with tights on. That is not sexy at all. This is for my guys. If your jeans look like female tights when you put them on, that means they are too small. If your hat goes when you put it on, that means you are a fucking nerd. If your shirt is too small and you gotta sag your pants past your ass so they can look baggy, they're too tight. This has been a First Family Worldwide TBA. Written Broadcast Associations. And I am your host and administrator, wingman, coach, assistant, whatever the hell you want me to be. It's Ill Wood. I'm signing off. Have a good fucking night.
Yo, this is the CEO of First Family Entertainment. It's Game Time, pussy sound.
Yeah, this number on my phone, man.
Who this? Shit, man, I'm gonna fuck you up, man.
Hey, it sound like Dutch, man.
Man, I don't know what the fuck to talk about, but I'm gonna fuck you up.
First,
yeah,
first,
East,
first,
what up,
first,
baby?
Family Entertainment.
Yeah, what up, my nigga? Chill it, get out. Yeah. Look, seen you in the studio trying bright things just the other night. Bet you had the time of your life. That's crazy, y'all, yeah. Niggas change on you like these. Man, they around you, but behind your back. Seen you in the studio trying bright things just the other night. Bet you had the time of your life. That's crazy, y'all, yeah. Niggas change on you like these. Man, they around you, but behind your back. Gaming, for no reason, get you one spot.
top. One crash the barrel, trying to pull it from the top. It don't stop, it's a red current theme. My bonds are strong, dog, ain't no breaking the chain. Fuck with three kings, bounce, get executed. Niggas try to fight my style, get executed. I'm too much like the new gas fight. Must rap shit, D-Day bars. See you in the studio trying to write things. Just got tonight. Let you have time for your life. Let you crazy. Y'all niggas change on you like these. Your man ain't around you, but behind you. See you in the studio trying to write things. Just got. See you in the studio trying to write things. Just got tonight. Bet you had the time of your life. Bet you crazy. Y'all niggas change on you like Steve. Man, they around you, but behind your back, you scheming. I mean, it keep you happy on your back, you scheming. For no reason, they got you on the spot. One crash the barrel, trying to pull you from the top. It don't stop, it's a red current theme. My bonds are strong, dog, ain't no breaking nothing. Fuck with three kings, you're bound to get executed. Niggas try to fight my style, can't execute. I'm too much like the new gas fight. Must rap shit, these day by day, night again. Fuck you niggas, I don't need new friends. Fuck so just how next year I'ma have me a new Benz. Real talk, romance, start gossiping like the Giants. They deserve to get bad with nobody real. I'm right behind you, nigga, I'm on your hill. My team independent, we don't need to make a deal. Nah, not yet. Just chill like a fucking ice cube. I'm sending niggas that shit like worms, the ice cube. I'm that dude, rash like Rick Rude. I'm spitting for my gangsters, you fake as Nick's on. I'm cut from a different cloth. Still step out, nigga, never become a boss.
Fuck out of
bam,
here,
come first, I show you fuck once. You do stand, man, I'ma have to leave you slump.
I'm in my zone, if a nigga try to stop me, I reach for the chrome, give a five like rock. I'm the young John guy, chill a big script, hollow tips to your body. And believe the peace that I squeeze, these G's in the streets on the concrete bleed. Fucking made back to try and cop a chick, and for you silly ass niggas, that's 23. We can catch J30 Burger, you on 23. Got honeys like Winnie the Pooh. Tell me what you think you do. 3 seconds left in the game, I got the ball, bitch, referring to you. Once again, you can't comprehend, pussy, I'll shoot you. I was born to go hard in the booth, can't accept nothing less, so that's what I was born to do.
Yo, this is the CEO of First Family Entertainment. It's game time, pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
You listen to the First Fam Radio.
First Fam Radio.
First Fam Radio.
First Fam forever. No one can do it better. Too busy in the fam. We know do it better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going down, it's your boy Air Wolf, First Fan Radio, the longest blog talk underground radio show in the building. Know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is. It's New Music Tuesday. Going down, man. You got new music. Know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all can hit us up. 917-889-8297. And that's how it's going down. As usual, man, the building with my boy Phil Dizzle, man. You know, get into some things tonight. Some real things went down in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Things are going down. Politician style. Things that's going down underground. Y'all know how we doing it, man. We riding that independent wave, man. First Fan Radio, man. Look us up, man. We everywhere. Google, Blog Talk, YouTube. Got that twist.com. We everywhere, man. Look us up. You can't miss us, man. You can't miss us.
You can't miss us.
Hot, man. Yeah. Everybody just relax. Get your bottle. Roll you up something.
Roll you up something.
Sit on down, man.
Sit on down. I'm
about to get out rich.
I'm about to get out rich.
And it's going down like that, man.
Down like that, man.
Yeah, nope.
I'm the head of the motherfucking state.
you change, nigga? What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die, I'm the shit, that's what Michelle said. Secret service, but I got my own. See Hillary, that's my motherfucking nigga.
You know what I mean? It's your boy, Cypher Sour. You in here with Yo Gizzy and Ill Wood. Know what I mean? We all up in here, though. Know what I mean? We still got Carlos on the line and shit. We got another caller up in here. See Gutter, too. I see you, brother. What's good with you?
You know, I'm chilling right now, blowing that dower, man. Sitting back, drink a little yak. Nah, I play, man. Got to tune in. It's good, though.
You know that. We here, man. We had a dude in earlier, you know what I mean? I ain't even gonna say that. We had a dude in earlier, you know what I mean? He had a track on here with Rick Ross and stuff. I think it's called Diamond Shine Bright in the Night or something like that. Don't get me wrong,
okay.
I caught the show a little late. Yeah, it was a little smooth though, you know what I mean? I like that. Then we got my boy Carlos, you know what I mean, from Florida. You know what I mean? He up in New York right now though.
You know what I mean? Okay. What up?
That's he's still in. What up? All right.
He was on the show before with us. He had, I think maybe the beginning.
I remember him. It was about a month ago or so, man.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit more than that. Yeah, I remember.
He had like 2-3 songs. He had one song Broadway, the other one was The Formula, and we just played. Well, we played 2 out of 3 of them, and the last one we played was Who That. You know what I mean? So you know we're gonna get into that other one for him too before we skeet up on out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let me see. So what's good though, Carlos, man? What's up with the mixtape, son? With some more music, I can go on YouTube or let me see, Facebook or what? Here, freestyles or videos or what?
On the Facebook, you can check out facebook.com/itslosmusic. It's Los, ITSLOS music, spelled normal. That's
okay. That's
my fan page I made. I got a Reverb y'all can check out as reverbnation.com/itslos. And
okay.
every track's gonna be put up on there.
Okay. Y'all hear that? You know what I mean? And I see everybody using that Reverb Nation out there too, man. A lot of artists out there using that. Yeah, I see. So we about to get into this one more track. It's 13. Then we can just chop it up real quick after that. What you want to get into, the Sandbox or the Formula?
Let's go ahead and hit him with the formula, man. You got a little message to it.
Got you. Check it out. First Fan Radio, y'all.
Yeah. One more time.
It's close. I need to get on the cypher real quick, man. Yo. And I'll be like, damn, this rap game is suffering. Let me clear off this desk, these rappers cluttering. And get the floor off my chest until there's nothing left. Who'd have guessed that I might be the one to put them to the test? These niggas don't even be making sense half the time. So pay attention to this massacre, no Valentine. Cause I handle mine, so I have to shine. You niggas lack of faith, get up on your outside line. I'm in the zone, homie, I never fucked a man. And ain't nobody out there do the shit that I can. Yet they play us mentally, solely destroying the industry. But hopefully y'all believe in me. I can save it lyrically. A pen and paper, something I could do without. I mean, I can sneeze and the verse come out. You know, these niggas rapping like they breastfed and still suckling. Shit finna get real ugly. I'm talking dumplings. Yeah, I ain't done yet though.
One more time.
One more time. Yeah. And I was like, don't try to be me, I'm fucking incredible. Don't even consider challenging me, not my level, dude. Every beat I consume is so scrumptious, they so edible. And I'm so ahead of you, so nigga, what you trying to do? I'm about to set a trend, nigga, go retweet my shit. Pound Los is the best, and you ain't beating him. So go and follow him, but I won't follow back. Cause when it comes to this shit, you know I lead the pack. Seeing rappers that hold the fame fucking insult me. It's like I'm playing the game on rookie difficulty. So I never drop the ball, never miss a shot. Perfectly, I don't even need to give it all I got. But I might as well, cause it needs to stop. So you can go to hell, while I go to the top. I mean, I can see why it'd be possible for you to hate it. Cause I came reloaded with a revolution matrix. And that's all.
One more time, fool.
Best kept secret. Like that little joint right there. Best kept secret.
Yeah, man.
But more or less though, who did the production on that one? You said it was somebody from Washington or somewhere, right?
Yeah, Wale people, Flawless Tracks.
Okay, Flawless Tracks. Yeah, I did hear it before.
They got some heat, bro. They really do got some heat.
Yeah, I can tell by the beat. You know what I mean? I heard the Congos and all that in there. Yeah. But more or less, man, what you doing up there, on your little stop in New York? What you doing right now?
It's a little bit of everything, man. Like, I'm coming out here on some, like, you know, get a little culture, you know, maybe, you know, because when it comes to writing, the way I feel, I write, you know,
like I told y'all last time, I write based on, like, how I feel, my emotions, what I see. So, you know,
yeah,
coming to New York and everything, you know, I'm all here experiencing everything, you know, and I'm kind of, like, soaking in, you know, some different stuff, you feel me? Like, you know, that can go into my rap, that can go into, you know, that can, you know, affect people differently, that people can connect to, you know what I'm saying? And,
exactly.
You know, aside of that, enjoying myself, you know, little business, see what's going on here and there, you know what I mean? You know, see what's going on. But mostly, you know, I'm just trying to absorb everything, and then, you know, when I head back to Florida, get straight to work.
Yeah, yeah. See if you can paint them pictures for people, right?
What was that?
See if you can paint the pictures for people, like, you
oh,
know, so
exactly.
They can see
what you're trying to,
yeah, your perception and shit.
Exactly. You got it. You
yeah,
got it perfectly.
Yeah.
That's exactly like I say in Broadway, man. I'm just trying to paint pictures, you know. I want people to see shit through my raps. I'm not out here just trying to rap about, you know, just regular shit that, you know, shit I got or shit, you know, some people might. I want people to see shit when they listen to my raps. You feel me? I want people to, like, to have a whole visual. You know what I mean?
You know that. Yeah, man. Y'all got any questions for Carlos before we wind on down?
Yeah, Elwood stepped out, man. You know, this is Chill Gizzy, man. I'm still in the building, man.
Yo. Yeah, what's going on with
man,
you, sir?
I can hear you for a second, my bad. Nah,
I'm in here, man. Nope, I ain't got no questions. I want to tell my man I'm feeling that last joint. You just banged, no, that shit was right, man. Sitting over here feeling that. Know what I mean? But I'm out here, man. I'm outside of my west. Know that,
right,
man.
I appreciate good music, man. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't got to talk about what you got all the time, man. Just, man, write them bars, make them shits connect, man, and deliver them shit. That's the way I feel about it.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to do, man. You hit it right on point. That's exactly what I'm going for.
But you know, man, got like a couple more minutes left, man. I'm going to wind down with a couple more songs. Hey, Carlos, man, you keep in touch, man, and wild. You know what I mean? There's a couple songs over here, man, so we ain't got to keep playing the same thing over and over, you know?
Word.
Yeah, keep in touch.
I'm trying to bring y'all material, you feel me?
You know that. Hey, Gutter, man, you got a... Let me see. You want to hear anything before we roll out of here, brother?
Yeah. I was thinking about something earlier, man. Somebody was like, yo, let me hear that joint again, man. I want to hear that joint from Cypher and Gutter. Know what I mean? Family Money.
Okay. Only on motherfucking First Fan Radio, you know what I mean?
Yes,
you dig? Guess you want to throw that off or want me to do it for him, brother?
Oh, man, you already know, man. Yeah, I got it.
It's going to be the signing off song for the night, then. That's how we going to do it.
Yeah, y'all now rocking with the best, man. It's your boy Chill Gizzy, man. I'm up in the lab with Cypher. Nah, man, Gutter. You got to do it real big, man. First Fan World Premiere. Let's get it.
Yo, Gutter, give me a light, man.
If it ain't about fan, make no doubt money. If it ain't about fan, make no
cold out. Need money like more hold out. I ain't going back inside, so I'm sold out. Mask on, snot dripping, feel like my toes out. 5-0 out, smell haze when I blow out. I ain't no show out. Fuck it, I floor show. Commissioner, gotta get tell. I'm a boss show. Take you to the roof of a building, get car show. Story like, damn, he really jumped off, fell down. Fuck all that. I'm really in the hood, man. It ain't all rap. Not knowing where you at, it might get y'all trapped. New Jersey driver might get y'all jacked. Right out the whip, don't take no shit. Sitting back pondering to make dough flip. Everybody talking, man, they don't know shit. When it go down, they be like, oh shit. You know what it is, so why you scared now? You ain't getting scared now, you getting aired out. Nah, we don't care about that shit you yapping about. Bitch, we get money, smoke down, we ain't pack it out. Go ahead, back it out, you might get pushed in. Turn to that mule, that be bringing the cushion. And the day too, you know we don't play too. Just like the dogs, tell you when to stay too. It ain't about fam, man, you know it's about money. Man, as shit, still gives it a word.